I'm privileged to be speaking today with Phil Calloway, author of Laughing Matters and Family Squeeze, to talk about his most recent book, To Be Perfectly Honest. Hi, Phil. Pleasure to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you.
Now, Phil, you decided to go a full year trying to be perfectly honest. Now, most experiments aren't nearly this daunting. Why did you decide to be completely truthful?
Well, this whole thing began as a truth dare, really. A friend said to me, I'd like to see you tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth for an entire year and write about it, keep a diary. So after I hung up on him, I got thinking about it. Some people would say, you know, that shouldn't be a problem. Isn't that a bit like giving up arson for Lent? You know, you're supposed to tell the truth. For some, a year without a lie would be an easy assignment. Their natural habitat is the truth, but not me. I lie for a living. What, you say? Well, I'm a humorist. I stand before audiences and I tell them funny stories. And these stories are 96.9% true, at least as far as I can remember. But sometimes I just add enough salt to keep a story savory. And some of these things may not have technically happened, but they might just as well have. And to complicate things, I have been a chronic fudger all of my life. I don't always tell lies, but I often consider doing so. So in the end, I think I accepted this assignment and wrote this book for the same reason that I sometimes find myself watching NASCAR on TV. I was eager to see what would become of me. You know, would my life change? Would I crash? And I had other questions as well, several. Could I stay happily married, being completely honest with my wife? You know, would friends pelt me with ethical dilemmas? What are the side effects to taking sodium pentothal tablets for a complete year? And how honest should I be about my struggles with faith, with family, with the challenges of life? In the end, I simply could not resist doing this. So I said, you know, hook me up to the lie detector, to the baloney detector. I want to be real. And without a doubt, this has been the most intriguing year of my life. I can't wait to tell people about it.
Now, growing up, when did you first recognize your skills as a liar?
Oh, that's a hurtful question. My ancestors were horse traders, really. They sold slow animals, then they got out of town fast. So I came by this lying honestly. As a kid, I attended church regularly, and it was there that I came by fudging honestly, not to blame anyone else. But the church my family was a part of seemed to reward falsehood. Nothing was more important than a person's outward appearance. So I think I learned real early in life to fake my faith. And that's hard to admit, but it's true. You know, our church community embraced this impossible system of rules, which was rigged up to make you miserable no matter what you did. Either way, you know, ignore the rules, you were guilt-ridden, follow them, and you ended up either self-righteous or sporting a nervous twitch. And as a result, I bathed my answers to adult questions in what they wanted to hear.
What was the single hardest thing about trying to tell the truth for a full year?
You know, that's tough because there were so many. You announced that you will now tell the truth to anyone, and people come out of the woodwork. Emails, Facebook, phone calls, you never know what people are going to ask. A friend said to me, do you remember back in 1981 when we rented Rocky III and I bought taco chips and root beer and you said you'd pay me back later? He said this to me. I said, I don't remember. He said, you never paid me back. I said, you're probably right, and I handed him $5. I said, is that enough? All in all, I figured this out the other day, that this experiment cost me close to $2,000, and so that was one of the hard things. It was also hard, you know, just being honest, telling my mother-in-law when she asked, do you want to come for supper? To tell her, no, but I will, you know, and thankfully she grinned. But it was hard to explain to a guy in our church who tells me corny jokes after the services that because of my truth vow, I would be unable to laugh at his jokes anymore until he found some good ones. But I suppose the toughest thing was just to admit that apart from God's grace, I'm going to struggle with being real all of my life, with living with integrity. And in the end, that's where I arrived, this place of knowing that I'm a sinner, giving thanks for God's amazing grace. This year was one of the hardest of my life because I nursed my mother through Alzheimer's and a friend through bone cancer. But in the midst of all of this, I found that I can be totally honest with God. With others, though not all the time. Sometimes the best honesty is to shut up. But you know that I can get on my knees, that I can rant and say things to God that are on my mind before Him, and still He loves me. So the place that this brought me to in the end was a place of total thanksgiving for His amazing grace in my life. Hmm.
Phil Calloway has been my guest today. He's the author of To Be Perfectly Honest. And Phil, I'm not telling you a lie here. I've really enjoyed our time together. Thanks again.